for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. And I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. He did it ignorantly in unbelief. God had mercy on him. He was more deceived than rebellious.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And then he repented. Mm-hmm. And now Satan, he became something for Satan to reckon with, because now he loves God for real. Mm-hmm. He know that he was duped. He know the pain of the people mm-hmm. who were just like him. Mm-hmm. And he knew the struggles of the people that he was sent to. Mm-hmm. He meant business.
Yeah.
He was looking to the Lord. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't take no for an answer. Mm-hmm. When you follow God, when you pray for his precious promises, don't take no for an answer. If God says yes, stick with it.
Amen.
And he did, you know, his eye was seeing, and his whole body was full of life.
Preach that, brother.
And he had ears to hear. He was adjustable. When you love God, you become adjustable. Mm-hmm. Now, I first mentioned how Perry Stone, pre-tribulation, Pastor Lincoln, and Irvin Baxter, post-tribulation, all of these men full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. But they see in points. All of them are right in their cases. There will be Christians when the rapture happens, and then there's going to be people that get saved after the rapture.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lord is preparing. See, we can't forget about the people that he's going to save. Even now, all the recordings that we do, the radio, the website, everything that you do, you're contributing to that. And I'm asking the Lord to guide people to this information.
Amen.
After we're gone. Because, see, the way my website works, you don't go and listen to it from the website. It downloads it to your phone and your device. They cut my website off, or if the nuclear blast wipe out all the cell towers, the word is still on people's phones and tablets and computers.
Amen.
And they'll still be able to hear what you had to say. And the Lord thinks of everything. And sometimes he can get the word to a person that really needs. You'll say something now, but it'll be relevant then. That when you look at the Holy Spirit, you become adjustable to him. You have to make adjustments. Saul had to make a lot of adjustments to become Paul.
Amen.
And he did. The main one, he believed on Jesus. Then he started learning. He spent time with the Lord. He didn't just go start preaching. He went to Arabia and studied. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
under the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Under Jesus. And then he went to Syria, and then he spent 15 days with Peter. And he heard the Lord out. Then he came back on fire. On fire means that you have the love of God in your heart and you aim to use it.
Amen.
Zeal.
Yeah.
You aim to use it.
I like that.
You got the love of God and the word of God is the knowledge of love. You have his love, and you're going to walk in it. You intend to do everything that the Lord will give you to do.
You said when the eye is single, and you referenced earlier about every star being a sun, mm-hmm. the things that people want that are not God are like those stars. They're billions of light years away. It doesn't mean we can't see them. We still see them. But it's the sun. We're close to the sun. It is what provides light and life, food for us. It's like, you know, like God's universe is kind of an expression of himself.
Amen.
This is this sun. We've got to be concentrated on the light that's near us, that provides for us. And that's what he's like, our sun. All those things that are far away, they're sons too, but they're not providing light and life and food mm-hmm. for us. So we've got to stay close to God, yeah, to Christ,
when
to
you
his
look
Son.
At him, you do, whatever you do, do it in his strength, and never do anything out of vainglory.
No.
Whatever you do, do it because you love God only. And then the Lord will, he can operate. That kind of heart attracts the Holy Spirit. You can attract the Holy Spirit or repel the Holy Spirit. Because he loves truth. He loves sincerity. when we're sincere towards the Lord, we can learn. Now, when you're receiving His word, it builds, that healing process is genuinely building in you. And you have a strength you didn't have before. And you're gonna learn and experience how to receive the strength of God on purpose. And how to receive His word and then apply it. And there were times God would give me revelation and knowledge, and I wanted to share it with everybody. That was my first strategy. I had to learn, wait, wait on me. You know, I watched a movie one time called Hidalgo. Hidalgo was a horse. And the rider was Martin, you know, the guy who played the ranger in Lord of the Rings, you know. Mm-hmm. But in that movie, he had an Arabian horse. And this horse wanted to outrun the camels and everything else. He said, oh, slow down. We're going to win. And he said, let him go. And the rider managed the strength of that horse. The horse could have taken off and left those camels, but the camels can walk without water. Horse can't. He won the race. I think he won the race, if I remember right. But he managed the horse. And the Lord, He knows what people can receive. Revelation is received because of revelation.
Amen.
The revelation God gives you today is preparing you to receive what He's going to give you tomorrow. In ministry, I noticed the Lord used successions. He will give me something to do now. He'll train me for what's relevant today. But He's really headed somewhat far greater. And He have to build me up and prepare me. I can't see. You can't see everything. When you follow God, everything is, you'll be on time with everything. You'll be appropriate for the time. And there's a strategy to it. But when people love or bring glory, they want to do as much as they can, as fast as they can to look good. But that's not in God's concept. His concept is that the same healing love that's in you, that's what He's going to build on. And Peter said it this way. He said, add to your faith virtue to virtue knowledge. You know, he went all the way down the line. But when he got to chapter 10, he said, if you do these things, you'll never fall. It can be impossible for you to fall and give in to temptation or anger or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Because if you're doing those things in 2 Peter 2, it keeps your eyes single. That's the road to having that single life.
Amen.
And when your eyes single, your whole body is full of light. Mm-hmm. And when your whole body is full of light, you're able to do what Jesus did. And Jesus put it this way. He said, and greater works shall He do because I go to be with my Father.
I receive that, brother.
And this is the thing. The love of God is like a bubble of protection.
That's good.
You're in Him. You're immune to whatever's out there.
Amen.
If something's bothering you out there, and if you lack knowledge, if you lack wisdom, you don't know what to do, you can be like that menorah. You can reach up and grab oil and supply.
Come on.
God will give you what to say. You don't have the education, the knowledge, the wisdom, but God will give you what to strategically say at the right time. He'll give you the brace you need to be strong. And then He'll give you because of the love, it's easy for you to do this. You're strengthened by Him. And we're complete in Christ. One of the most unusual words I ever had to give is, don't require anything from you anymore. We're complete in Him. And He will fully supply. Now, as we look at Him, our ears, you know, a horse, wherever he's not a predator. Animals is not a predator. Their eyes can look at different things. They're trying to protect themselves from predators. The horse can look behind him, all the way behind his body, and his ear will turn where he's looking. And he can do it on both sides. He can look over there and back there at the same time. And his ears will follow his eyes.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something?
Yeah. Now, we're carnivores. Our eyes both eyes are looking at the target, and both ears are on the target. But the horse, he can adjust. His is like a set up like a radar. All right. So whatever we see, our ears will, if we have a heart to seek God and know Him, our ears is listening to that. Everybody don't have ears to hear because their heart, if their heart is divided, if they're focused on something else, they have ears for whatever they treasure the most.
Because they don't know who they are in Christ. Mm-hmm. If they say they're born again, they actually don't know who they are. Yeah. And I understand that. Mm-hmm. I understand what that is. See, we are the righteousness of our Father because of Jesus.
Yes, I am.
If he hadn't done what he did,
yeah.
Just think about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now, since he did, we have literally, and you got to understand what that means, mm-hmm. and all of the benefits that goes with it.
Yeah.
The kingdom of heaven has come into you.
Yeah. A man can love God, know all these things, but if anything changes his focus, whatever he puts on the top shelf,
right.
That's what he's going to have ears for.
It's got to be Jesus.
Yeah. So if his focus changes, what he has ears to hear will change. If his focus changes, everything changes. So this is the safety net that I use, come my confession. I say, I will love God.
Amen.
Like he loves me.
Amen.
I will do all that's in his heart. The life of God prevails in me. When you say these things and hear yourself saying it,
come on.
You become irreversibly stronger.
Man, I love it, brother. You know, because man, I'm all saying something similar to that right there. Almost word right there in the morning, man.
And when you say it, like every time I learn something from the Lord, it put me over. Every time I learn something that really helped me win a challenge, I said, I'm going to learn this. I determined it, and that turned my ears on. Charles Capps said, it won't happen just because you say it, but saying it is involved with working it.
Amen.
And I have changed things down deep in my heart because I see what I didn't want, I spoke against it.
Right.
I cursed it.
Right.
I didn't use blasphemous words, but I just cursed. I said, I hate those things. Right. You know, whatever it is, I hate pride. I hate lust.
That's not who we are.
Greed. Yeah.
We're not of pride. We're not of lust. We're not of greed, or we're not of any of that.
Mm-hmm.
We are in love, which is temperance and meekness and joy.
Yeah.
That is really who we are in Christ.
Claim the fruits of the Spirit. And I started with pride because that's the one God hates the most.
Amen.
Boy, I didn't want there to be no chance I'll ever go down that road. I said, I hate it. And it became real.
You were saying that God tells you when to give people revelation.
Yeah.
It's just like a car. If you put the wrong kind of gas in your car, it damages it.
Mm-hmm.
And when people aren't ready for the revelation, or that anointing, it can damage them.
Right.
You've got to feed them baby food. If they're babies, you don't give a baby a steak.
Mm-hmm. And also, revelation, it shouldn't happen, but it can. Remember, people, they're coming out of the world, and there's a lot of things you're going to have to be patient with. You can be much younger and speak a word from the Lord. They can't tell that's not just, they may think they're looking at you. You may say, I didn't know they were that smart. They'll feel provoked. We're not that smart. We're yielding. To us, we know this. To them, now they're provoked. And they can interfere with how they receive. The Lord, the love of God, he considers everything. And he'll cause you to say what they can receive from you.
Yes. Amen.
And as they learn better, you have to be patient with people. People are going to be people. And you don't have to require anything of them. Just love them. And that love will nourish them.
Amen.
And get them where they need to be. If you get offended, you can't teach people anymore. The word is the only song of peace.
Amen. That's good.
And teachers that teach the children, they have to win them first. Then they can teach them.
That's
But see, when the students that say, I don't like the teacher, she always gives us less than that, they started an offense and the whole class can't learn from the teacher. They're offended. You have to sow peace. The Lord thinks of everything. You have to sow peace.
Yes.
And sometimes, even...
You know, sometimes, Thurston, I guess we're all in this. We don't lose it. Sometimes I feel like, I guess it's just been me, that I have to tell somebody something. You know, I've got to give them an answer. I got to do this or I got to do... And that's not God. Sometimes it's best, like you said, just to be quiet and love them. Or just show them a kindness. But thinking, well, I gotta say something. That's kind of pride, isn't it?
Sometimes it's necessary.
I know. God has a speech. I'm not saying that, but has anybody ever been in that situation that you just feel like, well, I got to say something. They've gone through this, and somebody's just died, or I got to have these words, and maybe it's just a hug. You follow me? That's pride.
You can tell that by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, so you have to stay prayed up, doctor. You'd be more effective just hugging them than thinking that you've got to say something. Right. I think that's the key. You've got to say something.
When I'm addressing people on the radio, that's not the way I always want to do it. I like to teach and explain things. But on the radio, I tell it like it is. That's the call of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, because the Holy Spirit's giving you what to say, and that's a good thing. Sometimes we think we got to say something. The Holy Spirit's just saying, you just hug them.
It can put people on defense, but it's the handiwork of, you know, Stephen ended his discourse with you were the ones who killed the prophets. Mm-hmm. You were the ones that, you know, he rebuked them. He told the truth. Sometimes I say, Jesus is the only way out of this mess we're in.
Yes.
I said, hear me good. Every religion that's not looking to Christ is of the devil.
Exactly.
Every one of
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
And then I named them.
Yes, exactly.
Amen.
I said, this is love. You don't need to go to hell thinking you're going to hell. Jesus is the only way out of this. Narrow is the way.
Yes. You preach, don't you? That is.
And I have to do that. I said, there are too many Muslims that fall into the pit because, and they want to know why didn't somebody tell. I said, I'm telling you now. Every religion,
yes,
that's not looking through Christ, they'll fall off the earth. And I said, you only have one chance to try whatever it is you believe.
And if you seek him, you'll find Jesus.
Yeah. And I don't always teach that. But on the radio, I have to do that. And whatever the Holy Spirit needs, that's what he'll prompt me. That's what'll come up. He'll give me a thought. And I think it's going to go one way. But when I start ministering, it go totally different. I just yield and go with it.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for your faithfulness.
Sometimes you can just gently talk to people. Sometimes you got to wake them up.
Amen.
Pull them out of the fire, the bad fire.
Yeah.
Put them in the good fire. It's takes some time.
Just imagine that you thought you was going to heaven, and you were wrong somewhere. Didn't forgive somebody.
Wow.
Got in offense.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. Didn't deal with something, and nobody warned you. Nobody told you.
And now did they do it?
No, that ain't good. I want you to know. You can always revert back if you really want to just play with the world, but people need to be warned just like they need to be loved.
Yeah, well that is love. Isn't
it? Amen. See, the love of God is necessary.
Leads you to repentance.
Yeah. Once they repent, now they can. I start explaining the healing process, just like we do here, but you have to let people know the truth, and the Holy Spirit will help you. The having is to hear, it's always based on what you're focused on.
Well, the truth's what's going to set you free, not meandering around and when you're witnessing somebody, right?
Right.
The truth is what will set them free. The truth is you're going to hell. Mm-hmm. I mean, if that's the way God leads you, just do it.
So the thing is, you can control all this by your words. Mm-hmm. If you know something's hindering you, speak against that. And you can lose your appetite. You don't have to. It's just like years ago, I know I'm getting older, and I used to eat more sweets than I did, less fruit. I started saying, I crave what I need the most.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like to put myself under restriction. I want to just live.
Yeah.
And just naturally do what I the best choice.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And I like to make everything easy. Because you're going to stick with what you, you'll stick with the lifestyle more than the diet. And you, and I've lost my taste for things that it's not good for me and gained a taste for things that I, all right, we're going to stop. Mary will be on that or watch.
She might be.
She's looking at the clock now.
Thursday?
All right.
Bless you.
Good Lord, I thank you for your word.
Thank
I thank you,
you
for all the comments and all the things that you put in our hearts. Help us to go forward in you and do all this in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen.